800-654-9659.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show, Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051, located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this absolutely terrific Thursday, March 5th, 2026 edition. So much looking forward to my interview with Perry Johnson in the next hour, 10 to 10:30. Perry Johnson, meet the man. In Officer Rick hearing that Perry's coming on the show, he said, Randy, I grilled Perry Johnson on the Second Amendment at a state convention a few years ago. His answers were rock solid at that time. Also, he took the time to talk to me one-on-one. That is definitely notable. Not working the room, taking time to talk to you, Rick, one-on-one. And according to Rick, Second Amendment, rock solid. Well, you just heard in the news, House Republicans introduced a bill to eliminate CPLs, concealed pistol licenses. If legally you're able to own and carry a gun in the state of Michigan, you can do it. We already have open carry. And as you know, per Kevin Kievsky, the candidate running for attorney general, it was a legal opinion from an attorney general that gave us open carry here in the state of Michigan. Well, Kevin has said that if he becomes the next attorney general, he's going to give another legal opinion that getting rid of the CPL is basically called constitutional carry, is what he is going to give a legal opinion on. Well, the Republicans in the House, they want to make that an issue this year during the election. So they passed it in the House. They'll try to get it passed in the Senate and get Governor Gretchen Whitmer on the record of vetoing it. Why? Because Jocelyn Benson is even more crazy than Governor Gretchen Whitmer is when it comes to Second Amendment rights. She wants to confiscate the guns. She wants to put a 1,000% tax on ammunition. Jocelyn Benson is crazy liberal when it comes to firearms and Second Amendment rights. Well, if Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who also is crazy against guns, vetoes it, it will be absolutely a commercial come September and October of this year. I guarantee it. Picture of Whitmer on the right, picture of Benson on the left, and the Constitution between the two photos getting set on fire. That's exactly what they want to do to not only our U.S. Constitution, but our state Constitution. And folks, if you've never read our state Constitution, It's a booklet. You can get it from your state representative. You can get it from your state senator. Michigan's state constitution. It was amended in 1963, but Article 1, Section 6 on the very first page has the strongest Second Amendment clause of any state constitution in America. It says basically all citizens have the right to carry firearms and to defend themselves and the state. Period. Nothing in there about militia. Nothing in there about well-regulated. None of that. It's clear. It's concise. If you live in Michigan, you're a citizen of Michigan, you have the right to carry a gun and to defend yourself. It's in our state constitution. But Trucker, we've got all these laws that says that if you own a firearm, you have to register it, a handgun. If you want to conceal carry it, you have to go through training and you have to pay a fee. You have to be fingerprinted and you have to renew the CPL every year. Those were all man-made laws. In my opinion, if challenged in court, those laws up against our state constitution would all be deemed unconstitutional. But nobody's ever done it. Why? Because it takes a lot of money to sue and to take it through the court system. Now, one thing you have to understand, and this is very, 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 very important. If it's passed by statute, it passes the House, it passes the Senate, a governor signs it, a future governor can undo it. It's that simple. It can be undone. The only way you get it permanently in your state is, number one, by a legal opinion by an attorney general making it legal, or you change the state constitution. It's that simple. Honestly, I don't even want the legislature to do this. But they're doing it as an election year ploy. I get it. I totally understand why they're doing it. I just don't want it to pass. And I sure don't want Governor Gretchen Whitmer signing it into law, which she won't do. It goes so much totally against her complete being. She will never sign it. But to take it away from the Republicans as an election year ploy, hate to say this, folks, she just might do it. Because you got to understand, she is one of the most political animals, governors, we've ever had. Absolutely. And she can't run for governor ever again. So guess what? Being the fact that she's running for president in 2028, she just might sign it, which would totally tick off all her Democrat supporters here in Michigan. But it could be seen as her being willing to be bipartisan when it comes to the Second Amendment, which she is going to need votes in 2028, especially pro-Second Amendment Democrats and independents. This is a strategy, folks. I just hope it doesn't backfire on the Republicans. But it could. I would not put anything past this governor. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. Will the Senate, right now controlled by one seat, Democrat, is this something they'll even take up, or will they wait and see after the May 5th election whether Jason Tunney, the Republican, gets elected, or Chedrick Green, the Democrat, gets elected? Will they even take it up in the Senate before the special election? That is a good question. So we'll have to wait and see. One of the things that you have to understand, folks, this is a process. And it's going to be very interesting to see how this works out. And if they decide that they're going to try to do this legislatively, again, understand, whatever is done legislatively by one House and Senate and a governor can be undone by a different one. If they don't have it changing our state constitution, it's not going to stick. It's that simple. It will not stick. So we'll be watching this bill package. We'll also be getting, hopefully, a response from the governor. See where she stands on this. Because I think she may come out publicly and say she's against it. But that will make the Republicans, want to push it through. She's against it? Yeah, well, guess what? She might just sign it and take it away from them as a political ploy. We'll have to wait and see. And another thing about this, it's being done at the national level. Reciprocal acknowledgement of states' CPL licenses. It's not quite constitutional carry, but it at least acknowledges CPLs from other states, which means if you have a CPL here in the state of Michigan, you can carry your firearm across the border into other states, and other states would have to recognize your CPL from Michigan. That's not currently the case. Right now, you have to have a CPL from any state that you're in carrying a gun concealed. So, going to be a very interesting bill. Very interesting to see if the Senate takes it up. Very interesting to see what Governor Gretchen Whitmer comes out publicly and says about it. Got a text message right here. Whitmer would never sign it. No matter how badly she'd want to take it away from the Republicans to use against them in November, she will not sign it. Okay, Paul, why don't you tell me exactly how you feel? Final segment, hour number one, before our interview with Perry Johnson at 10 o'clock. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one, before we spend a half hour with Perry Johnson. Meet the man in the next half hour, 10 to 10:30. Michigan State Constitution. Now, this isn't the U.S. Constitution. This is the state of Michigan. They held a constitutional convention back in 1963. This Article 1, Section 6, bearing of arms, period, did not get changed. Folks, this was in our original state constitution when we became a state in 1837. It's on page 1. It's the last paragraph, the last section on page 1 of our state constitution. It says, Article 1, Section 6, bearing of arms, quote, every person has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state, period, end quote. It is the strongest written Second Amendment state constitution article in America. No other state constitution has it so clearly written as what we have here in the state of Michigan. Every person has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state, period. It doesn't say every person who legally can own a firearm can keep and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state. It doesn't say that. So all these man-made laws that we have that felons can't own a gun or be in possession of one, it's unconstitutional. Where you have the right to bear arms. It says it right in our state constitution. Also, it doesn't say you have to go and get training, get fingerprinted, and pay for a CPL in order to put a gun in your pocket. Doesn't say that. What part of this do these legislators and these governors not understand? That every person in the state of Michigan has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself in the state. Period. Well, honestly, us citizens have been lazy. Gun groups in the state of Michigan have been lazy. Nobody wanted to take it to court to challenge these gun laws. Safe storage laws that the Democrats passed while they had the trifecta, 23-24 session, unconstitutional. You can't tell anybody how they have to store their firearms, especially in their own home. I don't care whether there's kids in there or not. If you're the adult in the house and you're not smart enough to put your firearm up high enough where kids can't get to them, what the heck is wrong with you? What the heck is wrong with you? This is unbelievable, folks. And you have to understand something. This is the year, I believe, that depending on who we get for our next attorney general, if we get Kevin Kievsky, if we get the majority back in the Senate, this election year, we can start fixing the state of Michigan. Pure and simple. We can absolutely change the direction of this state. It's going to take the right governor. It's going to have to take that we get the majority back in the Senate, maybe even increase our majority in the House, and then, baby, do to this state exactly what the Democrats did in 23 and 24 when they had the trifecta. We already know how state government operates when you have the trifecta. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Senate Democrats, the Senate House of Representatives showed it to us. Showed us exactly how you govern when you have both chambers and the governor's mansion. It's very, very simple. You tell the minority to go sit in the corner and suck your thumb. You're not going to have any input on any of the bills in committee. You're not going to get any amendments added. Honestly, you guys don't even have to show up. We got this. Historically, we are due for it. These past 8 years have been unbearable for me with this governor. What they did in 23 and 24 to this state has to be undone. All of it. We need right to work. We need to repeal the prevailing wage law. We need to get rid of this stupid green energy total electric grid by 2040 being done by renewable energy. It's got to all be undone, folks. Perry Johnson, meet the man in the next half hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Perry Johnson, running for governor of Michigan. A business man named Donald Trump got sick of power.